Hi guys, so I'm back with another audio for you guys. I wanted to give you guys just a little update because I did have my therapy session today, and I just want to talk to you guys a little bit about like the session, how it went, how I'm feeling, and some of the things that I'm going to work on changing. It's been a little crazy, to be honest, to say the least, you guys. Like, therapy was amazing because I got to express myself. I got to talk to my therapist. I finally got to release so much of the stuff that I've been holding in for months. We talked about my relationship. We talked about my relationship with my boyfriend. We talked about, you know, where I saw myself in life and what the perfect life for me would look like. We talked about me healing my parents, my codependency, my depression, my anxiety, and just trying to figure out like where to go with that. To be honest, you guys, I'm gonna give you guys a breakdown. When it comes to my relationship, like I was telling her and I told my boyfriend this too, I love my boyfriend to death, and I always tell you guys this. Obviously, the distance has been one of the hardest things for me. And she was just kind of telling me I need to make a decision on if I want to stay in the relationship or not, and if this is a good person for me to be with. And I told my boyfriend the exact same thing she told me. And I don't know. Right now, I feel like it is where I want to be. You know, I don't really see myself with anyone else right now. I just want to try to work on our relationship. No matter what happens, you know, I want to just know at the end of the day that I tried and did everything I could for us to work. And at the end of the day, you know, even if we just become good friends, that's fine too. But obviously the goal is not for us to break up, but I still just want to keep going and just working on our relationship to see where it can go and where it can lead. And if we can get to a place of, you know, just us being happy, I guess, and being in a good space. But like I said, you guys, I don't really know what's going to happen. For me, it's like you can't plan the future out. You can say you're going to be with somebody forever, and that may not always be the case. But for me, it's more so, okay, if that's not the case, then, you know, obviously, then that won't happen. But if that is the case, then him and I will work out and we will have the best relationship that, you know, works for both of us and that makes both of us happy. So again, like I said, that's really just the goal for me, is just for him to be happy and for me to be happy and for us to just work on being in a place where we are both able to be happy and, you know, love one another. That's really the biggest thing for me, to be honest with you guys. That's really all I really care about, to be honest. And from that, you know, just talking about my depression and how I don't leave my home and stuff like that, you got to realize, you guys, when you're healing and when you're going through things, it's not going to happen overnight. Obviously, I realized that my healing process is one of those type of things that's not going to be easy. It's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and it's not going to be easy. I can say I'm going to leave my house tomorrow, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen right away. You got to understand that I've been isolating myself for months. I've been secluding myself for months. I've been dealing with depression for months, dealing with anxiety. So with all these things happening, there is no way in hell that I'm going to snap a finger and all of a sudden my life is going to be freaking amazing. That's just not reality. And I want people to listen to me to understand that life happens and you don't necessarily get to, you know, say when this is or that is going to happen. It happens when it happens. So it's going to be a process to get out the house more, but I am willing to do it, and I want to work on my anxiety. My therapist even suggested medications. Of course, we know medications can't solve everything, so I still have to do the work and have so many things I'm trying to work on, you guys. It's a process, you guys. It's going to be a long process. I want to say that I'm scared about the process, but I'm more so, I guess, not really scared. Just like, I'm a little anxious because it's so much that I have to work on. So I'm going to go back to see my therapist on August 6th. I was actually going to go see her at the end of July, but I wanted another 12 o'clock slot and she didn't have one. So I was like, oh, darn it. So I ended up picking the one for August 6th, like a Saturday in August. And a lot is happening, y'all. The summer is blowing by and my daughter will be back in school in September. So I have to focus on that. So I have a lot going on, y'all. So it's definitely going to be interesting, but I'm just trying to enjoy the rest of my summer and just try to enjoy life and just see what happens. I don't know, you guys. I never know what's going to happen in my life. I just kind of have gone with the flow because so much stuff has been the way it's been for so long. I'm trying to now trying to change all that. But you know, no matter what, I remain humble. I remain strong, and I know that whatever I'm going through, that I can get through it, and it's going to get better. So I just try to remain positive, even on days when I really don't want to be honest with you, because it's hard sometimes. Nobody's life is perfect, but we have to push through each day. And I'll just continue my therapy sessions once or twice a month, and then I will also continue to, you know, I'm going to be seeing my doctor for medication management on next Friday. So that'll be, you know, I think it's next. Is it next Friday, you guys? I think it is. Let me look. Yes, I see her next Friday, the 8th. So that's going to be an hour long appointment as well. So I don't know, you guys. It's all a process. Just things that I have to mentally prepare myself and get myself through. So we'll see what happens, y'all. We will definitely see what happens, and I'm just gonna keep pushing and keep going, and that's all I really can do. I want to talk about this more in depth, but I also feel like I'm a little drained, honestly. And every time I do a session, I promise to update you guys, and there's reasons I'm updating you just so you can understand what's happening, and because someone else out there again might be able to relate. But yeah, for now, I'm just kind of trying to lay back and not do too much and overdo it. But we will see what happens, y'all. We will see, definitely. And moving on to like more lighter news, more lighter, happier news. I have 3 podcasts now, you guys. So you guys know that I had put Girl Talk series on Spreaker. I was on Spreaker for like maybe a few days and I just didn't like Spreaker. I'm sorry. No shade to Spreaker. It just felt like when I was on there, when I distribute something on Anchor, it gets plays like a snap of the finger. Putting something on Spreaker, I feel like my audio wasn't getting any plays. So it was kind of rough because I wasn't getting any plays on Spreaker. And I was just kind of sitting there trying to get people to pick up my podcast, obviously, but no one was playing it. No one was downloading it. It looked like the plays I was getting was not what I wanted to get. And I was like, what's going on? And mind you, when I first made my podcast on this Anchor app, it got plays within a few hours. So I was like, no, this ain't going to work because I'm trying to get my podcast out there. So I basically ended up switching my Girl Talk series back over here to Anchor. And then I already had another podcast on here called What She Knew. And that I made that in 2020, but I stopped using it and only recorded like maybe 4 or 5 episodes. So now that podcast, I have to build back up to where it was at. So it's probably going to take time, but I'm okay with that. So I have 3 podcasts, guys. So you got to bear with me about my recording because I'm going to be doing My Mental Health Diary, What She Knew, and now I will also be doing the Girl Talk series. So I'm going to try to do 3 podcasts. I'm trying to dive into the podcast world, you guys, and just see where it takes me. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to keep pushing and seeing, you know, obviously what can happen and just doing the best I can. I actually like doing podcasts, so this is becoming fun for me. The main thing is, too, I have to basically make sure that I'm ordering I have to make sure that I'm really writing down my topics now that I want to talk about, because having 3 podcasts to keep up with is going to be a lot. So I'm going to start writing down like episodes that I'll do on here, ones that I'll do on the Girl Talk series, ones that I do on What She Knew. And honestly, you guys, I'm going to still talk about relationships on here every now and then. But if you really want to get into like deep with relationships, please check out Girl Talk series or What She Knew. What She Knew and Girl Talk series are kind of alike and kind of not. Girl Talk series, we're going to be talking about all kinds of girl stuff, obviously, relating to women. What She Knew will also be about relationships as well, but it'll also kind of have a twist on it. So you just have to keep a lookout for the show to see if you guys are going to like it or not. I hope you guys do. It's really going to be fun for everyone's entertainment. It's going to be something that we all can laugh about as we watch it. That's really the goal that I want to give you guys. I just want everyone listening to be happy, to be free. And it's all about women empowerment. This is not to go against a man, but it's just like, I feel like women, a lot of times we don't get that uplifting that we need. And we don't get that, you know, feeling where we feel safe, like we can go to a safe space without being judged. Women are always getting judged for something, how they dress, how they look, how they, the men they date, whatever. And I just feel like we need to be able to express ourselves and say what we want to say without feeling like we're being judged. So to me, it really comes down to a place where we can all, you know, come together as one and just be happy. That's really the goal, for women to be able to have a safe space to go. I want you guys to send voice recordings in, all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to tell you, put the podcast, both of these podcasts, I'm going to put the link in the bio so that you guys are able to go to these podcasts and check them out. Because I want to really get these podcasts off the ground. I'm even going to be actually trying to get back into YouTube, but a little iffy about it. You guys know I do not do YouTube for obvious reasons. I just never really got into doing YouTube. But I feel like with these podcasts, I wouldn't mind putting my podcast on YouTube. That would be something that I would definitely want to do. So I'm definitely kind of looking forward to that, you guys, actually being able to put my podcast on the, you know, on YouTube, maybe. We'll see. I'm definitely going to be putting my podcast more so out there. It'll probably be on my Twitter as well. You guys know, again, I'm not even big on Twitter. I do not like Twitter like that. I don't tweet. Most people be tweeting. I hate tweeting like that. I'm not that big on Twitter, you guys. I'm just not. But to get my podcast out there, I will definitely start tweeting more. I'm going to be utilizing social media a lot more because I want to get my podcast out there. And so I will be doing more on social media, and we'll just see what happens. Again, I'm not big on a lot of social media, but, and because lately I haven't been feeling like myself, I haven't really been wanting to do social media, but I'm definitely going to be trying to move in a direction where I'm doing things differently. So just look out for whatever I'm trying to do, you guys. It's a work in progress, but I think that it's definitely going to be something fun. And hopefully people will understand it and they'll like it at the end of the day. That's really just my goal. So we will see how all this social media thing works for me. I don't know. But I am super tired, you guys. It's been like the longest day. I was supposed to go out to eat with my daughter. She wanted to go to Red Robin and then she wanted to go shopping. But obviously, like, we didn't go because my daughter left. So after my therapy session and my daughter was gone, she went with my mom. They went shopping and they went to McDonald's. So they left me. So I didn't end up taking her, which means I didn't end up leaving the house today. I know that's like a lose-lose for me, not a win-win. But yeah, I just stayed in the house and laid around. Like, in a few minutes, I'm in my gown now, y'all. I'll probably be getting ready for bed about 10 o'clock. I didn't really talk to many people in my phone today. And I'm honestly getting to that place in my life where I'm not going to be chasing people for conversations either. I'm not even going to lie. It was times like where I would be texting people first, trying to keep the conversations going. But I'm focusing on myself now. And in doing so, I'm not going to be chasing people down to have a conversation with me. I kind of realized certain men that were in my life, they just weren't appealing to me. Like I had this one guy, like I said, this is in the, these, I'm talking past tense, but I had, like I said, certain people just weren't appealing to me in my phone. Like, you know, like I said, I had this one guy that before, this is way before me and my boyfriend got together, but he always was asking me to hang out at 10 o'clock at night, which I thought was super weird. And then I had another guy who only talked about sex. And I was like, what is up with that? And so I remember these men. And it's like, when you encounter men like that, to be honest, it make you glad that you never committed yourself to them and that you chose to stay single. And then you finally met the right person for you. Because, truthfully, the dating pool out here sucks, you guys, if you have to be single. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, when I mean, my options were so limited. I was so blessed when I met my boyfriend because I was like, thank God. But anyway, I don't know why I'm going off on a tangent. This is supposed to be about my therapy session and about my podcast, but y'all get the point. But yeah, I just have a lot that I have to do. A lot I'm trying to focus on, and that's all I really can do. It's just focus on being happy, y'all, and doing the best that I can to my ability, you know? And that's really it. But I want you guys to really follow my other podcasts. Please go play and listen. Subscribe. Do what you got to do. But I want you guys to really, like, enjoy what you're seeing. Again, these are new podcasts, so it's obviously going to take time before they get off the ground. But just bear with me and just see where we can go with these videos and whatever else I choose to do. Yeah. Peace and love.